It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Well, if you've been following along with our study about the prodigal son, you know that I've been talking about things that when we get home, in other words, when we get to go to heaven, and those of us who have trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, we will one day be in heaven with Jesus Christ. These are sometimes that makes just some kind of cold chills just go up me. It's not that I'm, you know, that I dread it or anything. It's just something to think of, that one day I'm going to see God personally. We saw that the last time in Luke 15:20, but you know, we've been looking at the prodigal son, but we compare that and we know that he spent all of his life savings. And well, that was his inheritance. He wasted it. And the Bible tells us that he came to himself, but concerning us, when we get home, when we go to heaven, things are going to be behind us. One of those things is going to be sin. There's no more sin. There's not going to be any more separation. We're not going to be separated from the fellowship of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we don't lose our salvation here, but we can lose the fellowship. We can, you know, there's a separation that takes place when we sin. When saved people sin, that separation takes place. It's fellowship that we lose by doing things that's not right. There's not going to be any more straying, and there will be no more suffering. And that's something that many people need to look forward to, because there's a lot of suffering in this world today. People are sick. People are dying. And I'm talking about saved people. Some saved people are dying today. They're suffering, but there's not going to be any more suffering in heaven. And when a person who knows Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, when they grasp that, when they get that down deep and they start understanding, well, I have nothing to fear because I'm getting ready to go be with the Lord. That person today who is suffering, who needs uplifted today, God is the one who can uplift you. God is the one who's going to give you what you need. And what you need right now is the courage to face what's happening to you. Now, I'm not telling you that it's going to get any easier, because you're still a human being, but one day you're going to be changed. Whether it be when Jesus comes back in the clouds or when the breath of life leaves your body, you're going to be with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is our Savior. He is our elder brother. He is the one who's making it possible. When we get home, we're going to thank Him personally. Well, when we get home, no more sin, no more separation, no more straying, no more suffering. And not only will things be behind us, but some things will be before us. And we saw last time how that the Father would be before us. We'll be able to see God the Father. Did you ever stop to think of that? We'll be able to see Him face to face, the one who loved us enough to send His only begotten Son, full of grace and truth, the one who died in our place, Jesus Christ, the one who commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's according to the Bible, Romans chapter 5 and verse 8. He gave Himself for us, that one day we could have things behind us, and we will, some things, they will be before us. The Father is going to be there, and we'll see Jesus. And notice this, we will be remade after His image. Luke chapter 15 and verse 22 says, "But the Father said to His servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on Him." We're talking about the prodigal son now, as he returned home and his father ran to meet him. And his father said to his servants, "Bring forth the best robe." Remember, this prodigal son had taken his inheritance and he had left home. He had turned his back on his home, on his father, and he left, but now he's coming back. And the father, you know, the father could have said, "Get him out of here. I don't want to see him any longer. I disown him as my son. I do not want." No, the father said, "Bring him here. Bring forth the best robe and put it on him." and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. This prodigal son had wasted everything. He didn't have anything. And he didn't even have any clothes on. I don't know. The father said, bring the robe and put it on him, the best robe, and put the ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. Well, folks, when we get home, we are going to be remade. No longer will we be in the image of the earthly. We will be in the image of the heavenly, after his likeness. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 39 through 49, we read about this, but once again, in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2, read about that later on, if you would. And 1 Corinthians 15, 49 says, and as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. We're going to put on heaven. We're going to have the best. We have right now the robe of righteousness, but then we're going to be able to see it personally. The robe of righteousness, the one who gave us the robe of righteousness, it's going to become reality. One day when we get home, we will be given a body fashioned like that of our Lord's, an eternal body that will never age, weaken, die, or sin, a perfect body just like that of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, today we see faults in one another. In that day, there will be no faults to see, but all will be perfect just like Jesus Christ. And I look forward to that wonderful event when I awake with his image. And the hope of the psalmist was this: as for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. He's talking about awaking with the righteousness and the likeness of Jesus Christ, Psalm 17, verse 15. Well, when we get home, there's going to be things changing. When we get home, some things are going to be before us. One of those things, we're going to see the Father. We will be remade after his image, after the image of God, after the image of Jesus Christ, and we will enjoy his favor when we get home. Luke chapter 15, verse 22. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him. And notice, and put a ring on his hand, shoes on his feet. Notice, put a ring on his hand. The prodigal returned home and was given the ring of reconciliation by the father. That ring signified that this wayward boy had been fully restored to his place in the family. He was in the wrong, but when he returned home, he was the one who was rewarded. When we get home, our salvation, our reconciliation will be complete. Anything we have ever done for him was produced by his power. Anything that we do right now is produced by his power. Christ did all the dying. He did all the saving. He did all the keeping. He did all the working. He did everything. Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 6, it says, then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Well, that's all in him. Yet, he tells us that when we get home, he will reward us. And that's enough to make a Baptist shout, hallelujah! He may reward us, but we will have the privilege of laying those rewards at his nail-pierced feet. Revelation chapter 4, verses 10 and 11 says, the 24 elders fell down before him. This is a representation of the church, of people who are saved right now, us. The 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, that's Jesus Christ, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. What a glorious time that's going to be. What a day that's going to be. Did you ever hear the saying, what a difference a day makes? Well, there will be a great difference when we get home in that day. there has never been a day like the day when we get home. Well, not only that, I want you to think of something else. We will enjoy the Father's favor. But when we get home, we're going to experience His freedom. Luke chapter 15 and verse 22, and I'm going to read this verse again. Now, notice the last part when I get to it. Luke 15, 22, but the Father said to His servants, bring forth the best robe, we looked at that, and put it on Him, and put a ring on His hand, we saw that, and notice this, and shoes on His feet. But when the prodigal returned home, he was given shoes for his feet. In that day, only the slaves were barefooted. The father is telling this boy, you are no servant, but you are a free man. In this life, we are told very clearly that we are the servants of the Lord. Romans 6:22 says, but now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end, everlasting life. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 6, not with eye service, as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. Well, we are His. We have been bought with a price, and He has the right to use us when, where, and how He pleases. When we get home, we will still serve, but like the prodigal, we will be elevated to a new level of service. You see, we will have a body that can serve properly. We will have a mind that will desire to serve properly. We will have a spirit that will yearn to serve Him properly. We will experience freedom from all the things that hinder our service down here. We will be free to serve the Lord when we get home. God is so good to us. God has given us the privilege of serving Him while we're here. And it's nothing compared to what we'll be doing when we get to heaven. Some people, I don't believe that, some people just don't believe and don't understand that we're going to serve God when we get into heaven. Now, don't ask me what we're going to do. I think one of the things we're going to just say, holy, 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 like the angels do now. I believe that we're going to just tell God how holy He is, how wonderful He is. We might spend a million years doing that. Well, a million years to us, but it'll be nothing at that point. No time will be there. Time doesn't matter anymore. But I believe that we will be singing praises to God, the one who sent His Son to die for us on the cross of Calvary. What a great time that's going to be when we're going to see our Heavenly Father. We're going to see Jesus Christ, the one who gave His life for us, the one who came. He came in obedience to His Heavenly Father. He laid down His life that you and I could be saved. There was a time, there was a day, there was a night. I don't know when you got saved. There was a time when you knelt before the Lord and you said, oh, Lord, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. Lord, I'm sorry for my sin. I know I can't go to heaven without You. I know the Bible says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You and I, who named the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, there was a day when we said, Lord, I'm calling upon You right now to save me. I want to go to heaven. Please come into my heart. I want to be a new creature. I want to be someone who is good, Lord. Help me, Lord, today. Save my soul. Now, there was a time when you prayed that prayer. And if you've never prayed that prayer, you need to pray it now. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I receive You as my Lord and Savior. Remember, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.